that was Little John's, you know, introduction tune when he come on tell or on the radio. It wasn't no television. I started to see television again. But back then, there wasn't no television. It was old radio back there in the 30s, 35, 6, and 7. And the fella still a playing and singing somewhere near Clarksburg. Maybe I could later on tell you where he's at. But I saw him in Morgantown a couple of years ago. And he looks just like he did when I saw him back in the 30s.
Yeah.
He say, only a little older. That's all I saw about him. They call him Little John, but I think he weighed about 230 here or did. I don't know why they ever named him Little John. But Cherokee Sue, she passed on and she played with him.
Yeah.
And I used to play back with Paul and Budge Mays. You know, you've probably heard of the Mays brothers. I played with them back there in the 30s. But
what were their names?
Paul Mays and Budge Mays. Paul and Budge. Budge and Fudge, it went by the name by later. Budge and Fudge Mays.
Where did you play with them?
I grew up with them. Down here, High Knob Country, in the High Knob Country near Holly River. I growed up with the Mays Brothers. They called themselves the Mays Brothers, Budge and Fudge. And they played violin and guitar. And, let's see, I could play one of their tunes, a figure on a fiddle, or on a guitar. I could play it on the guitar. Played, and they played that through when he's in Charleston, playing through the old radio at Charleston. Mm-hmm. And that was in 37.
Did you play with them on the radio?
No, I could have went with them, but I didn't go. They wanted me to play with them there. Well, me and my brother, we won the first prize at the fair, at Braxton County Fair, in 37. We won the chance of going to Charleston. They won the second place, and we just turned around and give them our chance because we didn't really want to go to Charleston to play on the radio at that time because money was awful tight, and we couldn't. I don't imagine we could have supported ourselves unless we had got a job
yeah.
and we'd done some work and paid because money was hard to get back at that time.
Right.
And that's what kept us from going to Charleston, me and my oldest brother, Denver. But we played one tune, Hard to Love was the name of the song. And that won us a trip to Charleston. Yeah, we turned around and give it to our friends, our buddies, we, you know, brothers more or less, Mays brothers. And they stayed there, you know, they played there and moved on into Clarksburg. And on the way beyond after I went to the Army, I don't know whatever happened to them until I come back. But I learned that one of them is living in Clarksburg now, I don't know which one, he got a filling station. And the other one, he died maybe with cancer or something, so I don't know much about him. One of them got caught for selling dope. I think diminished, I call it. When
yeah.
you get somebody like that has been good in skill at one time and then just fade away, that's diminished.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And that's a poor way to pass on, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't like to see that. Now, my mother told me about
it. Would you like to hear from them?
I was amazed by
have you heard from them or anything? Do they ever write you? Or?
Never have.
Yeah.
Since back in 38, the last correspondence I had with them. Never have heard a thing from them since 38.
Yeah.
Now,
and Hard to Love was the tune that won you the contest?
Won us the contest.
That was what, 37?
In 37, we won the contest, you know, to get to go to Charleston through the Sutton Fair. That's at the Braxton County Fair at Sutton. And we won the way to Charleston, but yet at that time wasn't able financially to support our way for the week. You got to go play a week free.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time we couldn't financially support ourselves, you know, away from home for a week.
Right.
Young boys in and we just didn't have no job, no way of making hardly any
right.
money.
You were what, about 25 then?
Oh, Lord, no.
No, 16.
15 or 16 years
yeah.
old. Yeah, I wasn't over. How about 16, I'd imagine. Let's see, 20,
21,
31.
Yeah, 16, yeah.
16 years old. I know it wasn't very old, just big enough to get out pretty good. My mother would call us playing for a square dance for a little money. She'd give us a whipping or a good talking to one or the other. She tried to whip us, you know, that way, smack us till we was 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
We'd just laugh at her, and that'd probably make her a little irritated more than what she would.
Well, tell me about the, let's see, five generations back on the log cabin, right?
On the log cabin. Them was all McQueen's, and the last one back, I can't tell you his name. I forgot what my dad told me his name was. A.P. McQueen, I believe is his initial now, the older fellow. That's the fifth one back down the line.
And that was down in Braxton County, at your old home place.
Yeah, that's near the High Knob Church. They had seed, that's near the old home place of mine. We moved this on the home place in 37. We moved it from the site to the home place where last home place we put it down there. Now, when my dad was 16 years old, his dad used this for a house until he built him a new house. Well, he built a house, you know. I call it a weatherboarding house. Maybe you know what old-fashioned weatherboarding is.
Yeah.
And they built all them real gnarly, little gnarly. Well, the weatherboarding wasn't over that wide, about 5 inches. But you build these homes gnarly and great tall. They all built alike back down through that country. The little gnarly things is about 16 foot wide, but yet they're about, maybe 30 feet tall. I don't know why they done that. They built them 2 rooms down here, and then upstairs they had 2 rooms.
Huh.
They built them all on the same pattern, though. And then later on, my grandfather built a tee onto this thing for his kitchen and dining room.
You think the wind would blow them over.
Yeah, they're building that tall. It's still standing there. You wouldn't believe that unless you'd see it. That was my grandfather's home where he built. Lord, I don't know what to tell you when he built it, though. That was before my dad and mother got married. That's a long... They got married in 1917, so you know it'd be a long good while back. And, them boys used to fight. They tell their pastime they fought. But now my oldest uncle, you know, after one I told you, he died 5 years ago. He was 96 then, so, you know, he had been old. My dad went to school to him. He said he whipped him many a time. His brother whipping him, you know, and he's pretty strict back then. Everybody was stricter then they are now.
What was your uncle's name, the one who died?
Lott. L-O-T. Lott.
L-O-T.
L-O-T.
Lott McQueen.
He lived in Gassaway when he passed away. He's raised there, out there in the High Knob country, the rest of the boys.
Well, why don't you play me a couple more tunes on the guitar, and then I'll have to get going.
Okay. You want the Carter family tune, maybe? Now, the Carter family, see, they brought their guitar up a little higher pitch than what we naturally play, because you ever get a standard guitar and try to play with one, you couldn't play with him. I knew that. Play you one tune, pick it out. The Roane County Praise and Blues. Roane County, you ever have a familiar with Roane County? That's in Blue Parkersburg. They used to have a poor farm out there. It was back years ago. It was a prison back when my mother's a girl. And she learned us a tune. I know the tune, a few of the words, but not too many. Thank you. tune my guitar first. Dang, damp weather will do you that way. They had a song of that. My mother passed away now, and she would have, if I should have got all these songs before she passed away.
Your mother knew blues songs?
How's that?
Your mother knew blues songs?
Oh, yeah. She picked, like me, she could play them, but she knowed notes. But she could pick up in her head, just hear one tune, she knowed it. Few tunes of Delmore Brothers, and they played the Brown Berry Blues. I don't know, well, you probably know it well too. I should have tuned that before we started. Nashville, Tennessee, but that's been, I'd say that was back in the 30s. Them boys been gone for a long time. Well, and then I'll tune you down to where I like Spanish, the way my father played.
All right.
the old way of playing there. There's another one I seen play with you. The Runaway Girl. Now that tune, that's a hillbilly hula.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new tune, probably 25, 30 years old. And now the Runaway Girl, that was back in 1918 tune. It'll be the national play. Marching through Georgia one
All right.
day, and then we'll quit.
All right.
Never have got this one good.
That's one Blackie plays when we marching through Georgia.
What is it?
Yeah.
How you played it, dude? Marching through Georgia.
Yeah.
How's the old Spanish American War tune? You knew that.
For a bicycle, and then he traded the bicycle for a guitar.
Yeah.
And he kept that guitar and played it and learned to play it. He was a good hand to play on Spanish tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And when him and my mother got married, he had to sell his guitar to pay, buy his license to get married and pay the preacher.
Mm.
That was a pretty good
story,
joke, but
yeah.
That's the truth. That was what happened. So he had to sell his guitar to get married, you know, to pay for his license and the preacher. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now,
and he played the Spanish style.
Yeah, he played all in Spanish style. He, any other way he couldn't play, just that one way of tuning. But I don't know who he picked that up off of. Somebody, he knew probably someone that did play that in that style.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good, I'll tell you, he was good at that. He used his plain fingers, he didn't use no pick. Now he could really pick a band or a guitar in banjo or Spanish style. I call it sometimes banjo style. Then my mother, she played the organ. I guess they grew up on the organ. She was born about 1905 and through 1915 to 20. She played the organ when she was a girl and still played the organ. I mean, as long as you could get to one after I was growing.
Mm-hmm.
We kept organ most of the time, all the time, through her home life when we were young.
Yeah, did she play for church?
She played at church. She played at home most of the time, played at High Knob Church. We lived at Camden on Gully in 27. She played over there at church. my dad never played any with her. He always done his. He's kind of a bashful turd fella. He played at home all the time.
Yeah.
He didn't get out and entertain nowhere, nobody. What he knew, fella come in, he'd play for you, but not too much. Done most of his playing at home.
How did your father make a living? Was he a miner or a farmer?
He was a coal miner. Working for Hardy Curtin Coal Company for years in the coal mine. Didn't make much money, and 9 head children.
Yeah?
That's a pretty good budget. They're all living but one. And all of them musicians.
Oh, yeah?
The whole bunch of them was musicians. They played about anything you got a hold of. And my two daughters, both of them, I've got two daughters and they're musicians. They play guitars or auto harp or just about what organs, whatever mm-hmm. they want to get a hold of.
Do they live around here?
One of them lives in Morgantown, Westover, Morgantown. She married a carpenter, Nettie Mae Carpenter.
Huh.
Nettie Mae Carpenter, and she lives there in Dusenberry Trailer Court in Westover, Morgantown. She plays in church a lot, the organ, piano. She's good on the guitar. All of them all, but you know, both of them play. And the youngest one lives in Medina High.
Well, that's how about where I live.
Nellie. Her name's Nellie. She married a Pearson boy, Jim Pearson. She's good. They can read music and kids can't.
Right.
I can't read it. Never could. But how yeah. come I couldn't read and they could, I don't know. You know, I went to music school to try to learn to read music. I didn't know. All my brothers learned but me.
Yeah.
5 brothers besides yourself and still all of them know to music but me. It's just in my head. I can hear you play though. I can even hear it tune that fiddle. Hear you tune it here. And I can go from here to Morgantown and tune another and just like it, just from what I heard you do.
Yeah.
That sticks right with you.
Yeah.
Just like that. Because I'll tune my music here lots of times when my cousin comes up here, Zyda McQueen, she's from Gasaway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tuned her guitar like here. And then I'd tune my violin. Say after she done took her guitar and left, I'd tune my violin maybe the next day. And then the next weekend I go down there, mine's right with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be exactly like, I mean, anything you get in your head in music, it won't leave you.
Yeah.
Just stay right there. Just,
yeah.
Just bed's there. You don't change the tone of it.
What was your, the daughter who lives in Morgantown, what was her name?
Nettie. N-E-T-T-I-E. Nettie Carpenter. She married a carpenter boy. He works for Mondale Power Company. Make good money. That's a good job.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Where did you go once you learned to play very young? When did you start performing?
Well, we went to schools on the PTA meetings, and then got to playing for square dances. You know, we'd sneak out and tell my mother we was going to party. You couldn't tell us you were going to play for a square dance. They'd
right.
give us probably about $3 a night for each one of us that played.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was about 12, 14 years old. Now, if we even told that where we was at, if they found it out, buddy, we got a good talking and some kind of pretty good whip. They didn't let it because you told it. It help you a bit about getting a whip.
So you told them you were going over to a house
party?
Yeah.
Party, yeah. We'd go out and play for a square dance. Sometimes they'd catch us with money. Wonder where we got the money, and we tell them we worked for it, and they wonder what kind of work we done. We had an awful time of getting out of that kind of story.
Why were they against it? Because you were earning money, or
well,
because
yeah,
of
religiously, like, and to get in a religion to go out and play music for money. They believe music. Yeah, these places in the Bible, music has only been
right.
supposed to play for the works of the Lord.
Right.
And even I right today, get I think the Lord give you a gift like that. You should use a lot of it for Him. I play every church you go to nearly.
Right.
Take that auto harp. I never take a violin.
Yeah.
I always figured the violin was more too much of a, you know, for dances,
right.
square dances or outside music. And I've never took a violin to a church yet. My guitar, my auto harp, I take them in. Because I read to them in the Bible a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We do use them in church.
What church do you attend here?
Oh, they're just first one and two. I don't have any belonging church. I mean, a Church of the Lord, wherever it's at, I make a, it don't matter. I never look at the heading on the door. It's just the same thing to me. And I tell you, I just got saved there in January. Mm-hmm. I'd let my life go a long time without going to church or entering the church. Yeah. And I lost too much time. And I've just awful near read my Bible through now in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
About went through it. And I can tell you a lot of stuff in there that I didn't know 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, back in there, there was stuff. They had stuff back there before the flood that people don't have nothing like today.
Mm-hmm.
See, they bored the dirt altars even with gold. We don't have hardly enough gold to wash our pennies with.
I'll say.
Or they boarded their buildings, you know, a board around their walls in gold and silver.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have enough. I say all that stuff was destroyed before it back in the old place.
Yeah.
And you read in the Bible, you'll find it reads in your pots and pans. Mm-hmm. I even saw Frankfurters in there, wrote in there in the book of John. I think it's book of John or back Acts 1, were Frankfurters. And if they knew about them then, why people tell me they didn't know much of nothing back then. They didn't know much.
Yeah,
I'd say that just as well or better
right.
off then than we are now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know that.
Right. Well, look. I mean, look how complicated music is, and they had every kind of music.
Any kind of
instrument.
Work.
Yeah.
You know, people. You hear people talk, but them people know to work too much with the Bible.
Right.
You hear them talking like that.
Right. They didn't have gasoline engines, but we'd be better off without them too. Yeah.
We'd be a lot. Our whole country'd be better off without them. They done a lot of work. Handwork.
Yeah.
They skilled with their hands and built their equipment to do their work with.
Yeah.
For, you know, look what an ark was built.
Yeah.
And you wonder what kind of squares they used. They built their own squares out of wood.
Right.
They didn't have metal squares. I don't believe they had any metal squares.
Right.
But now they had a lot of stuff. They had all kind of silver cups and gold cups to eat and drink out of that we don't have. We couldn't afford them even if we had them today. You look how poor gold and silver. We couldn't afford stuff like that.
Only the wealthy have it.
That's
right.
And there, now our dollar's not hardly worth enough to call it a dollar.
I know.
Maybe a quarter.
Yeah.
That's what you got to wonder about today, too. And I was reading in there, they had, in the Bible, they had sickles back then. They had sickles, they had spears, they had all kind of knives to kill with.
Mm-hmm.
Then people said they didn't have nothing. I'd say they're just as well off we are.
Yeah.
They might not have had no guns and ammunition and stuff of that sort.
Right.
They had enough other stuff. They fought with a sword then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one of the old axes from, I don't know where that thing is from. You know, got a double bit of axe on it.
Right.
The spear and the end of it. They carried him back, I'd say this one's from Arabia.
Yeah.
Because an old guy from Akron, Ohio, told me one time if he ever died, he gave me one, and I never did see him after that. And then this Pearson boy, where I married my daughter, he brought one to me. Found me one. I've been looking for one. He brought it to me.
Huh.
Do you play any music yourself?
No, not at all.
You don't play any?
No, I wish I did, especially being down here this summer. It's really, but I'm about as musical as that, you know, that piece of wood there.
Right there, that's got one in it. You got to turn the knob.
Well, no, that's right.
That's
less musical than that.
Right. Both of you get me turning objects ready
right.
to go.
No, I can hardly sing a tune, you know.
Singing, I've lost out on singing because, you know, I smoked for a long time. I smoked for 56 years and then just quit on this past spring.
Huh.
And now I don't even cough in it. It don't bother me anymore.
Yeah.
I'll still stay a little hoarse, but it's more damp weather. But don't even cough anymore. I'm glad to quit. 56 years, that's a long time of smoking, wasn't it?
I'll say, yeah.
Didn't even want them after that. That's the best part about it.
Right. My grandmother just quit after, I don't know, like 62 years or something.
She knows what it's like.
And she's a changed woman. Boy.
Well, you change a lot. You do a lot of changing.
Yeah.
Now, there's some of my grandchildren.
I see them. Well, you have?
Here's a little girl, a boy in Morgantown. Here's there's these two babies, that's my daughter and my Dino Hyde. They're little yet. And here's the two from Morgantown, my other daughter, that's her children there. They
But she must have three or four.
She got two, just this boy and girl here, and that's her picture over there, and here's his picture.
Oh, yeah.
This fellow's 8 years old, and he's about that tall. Real small. You wouldn't believe how little he is. I got him harmed his motorcycle down there in the garage, but he's so little.
Can't get on
it. According to his age, you'd be 15 years old before he can get on that thing. He said, Pappy, he said, keep that for me. I said, I'll keep it for you. Yeah, they got several pictures. Now, right up there on top, there's a picture of my daughter and her husband.
Right.
And this little girl. They just had the girl in. And then there, a little boy there in the middle, he's next to him. And then that's my daughter. And
right.
On the other side, but that's with my other daughter's girl.
Right.
And Jim. I don't know where we've got a picture of Jim anymore. And you know that two there, you see them two right there.
Right.
That's me and my wife.
I'll say.
You can tell that before you can
see.
That's
a nice picture. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's my wife's. That's my wife's father and her mother. That no, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We've got somewhere a picture of my father. I don't know where he'd be. We've got somewhere. Yeah, they take several pictures of the babies.
Yeah.
There's my father and mother.
Oh, that's
there's
a nice
been, that's my oldest brother right there. He's still living. Both father and mother passed away.
Yeah.
Now, they was raised right down here in the edge of Braxton County. It's a Fusey Bottom, this big bottom down here. Just off the county line.
Yeah. Right. They're a handsome couple.
Yeah, back then, you see how they dressed.
Yeah.
A lot different from what you and I does today.
Right.
Way different. They
didn't
dress like we did. No flashy clothes, you told them.
Right.
White or black or white or blue, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Blue and white or white and blue. You just changed it either way. They didn't go for flashy clothing.
That's right.
Like children will today, you
know,
you tell them a picture if they change their clothes now. They wouldn't wear stuff like you wore then, would they?
No.
Now,
especially not to have their picture taken. Yeah.
That picture of my father and mother is taken in 1918.
Oh.
And that's my wife, mother and father was taken, I'd say that was about 1921, 22, something like that, in that neighborhood. See, in the 20s, it didn't. Their style was still clear back there on the long dresses.
Right.
And the zoot suits, we called them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is a zoot suit, what they had on at that time. Studs and hat.
Right.
Everybody owned a studs and hat.
Yeah. So, now, you were born in the 20s then?
21.
Yeah.
My dad and mother, they were born in 1917. I mean, they was married in 1970.
Yeah.
Me and my brother were born in 1919.
Right.
I was born 21, about 2 years between each one of them, down through the line.
Yeah, my father was born in 1913.
My father was born in 1897. My mother was born in 1905. So she got married early, like. He was not there around 21, or better, when he got married. My mother just passed away 2 years ago. My father had been dead over 18 years.
Yeah.
He wasn't too healthy. Yeah. He had cancer working over, seeing up.
Yeah.
He got older and didn't make it. And it gets about everybody gets a hold of it.
Takes
it
out. Yeah. Well, how about playing something for me?
Well, what do you want to hear?
Oh. Just about anything. You could fool me.
I'll pick you from one of these banjos. Now these two, the sound of them are different.
Thank you.
we'll try another.
Why does that have the, is that in a case, or is that actually the back?
We made that back and put it on there. That's
that, that helps the sound?
That's added. That just gives them a little deeper tone. That's added on this fingerboard. These here, this was ordered fingerboard here. The hardware, this piece, this, and the bridge, this tailpiece, fingerboard, and bridge was ordered, and keys was ordered, and that here was ordered, but the fretboard, I built a fretboard myself. Neck, back, see that back, we made that back, that's black walnut back.
Yeah.
And the maple body, and we ordered her top parts, like all of her hardware, from the Lutheran Music Company in Oklahoma. I order all my stuff from there to build with. And this one here, well, this one we found a part of it out of the junk pile there in Fairmont. My brother-in-law found this part. So I traded him a cheap violin for the old piece for the banjo, or banjo it was at that time. I took the neck off and put a mate built me a CJ5 Gibson neck and put on there. Put a fretboard on, but I don't need no frets on it. Because if it's in tune, I can play it just well. And I'll try a piece of coal. I have to name think of words. I'll try a white horse. Down, re-varnish it all over. Probably put a new head on, for I get where I work a lot and get the head awful black, you know, with my fingers,
right.
But really that don't hurt the tone.
Right. What's
and
the head made out of?
Well, them there is, these ordered heads, Jim, nylon head.
Yeah.
Skin head is really a better head, but they're just pretty impossible to get a hold of them anymore.
Yeah.
And they make good, they make pretty good instruments. But now my main instrument playing is a violin and an auto harp. I go for them more.
Well, could you play some on the auto harp?
I'll try the auto harp. Did you ever hear anybody play an auto harp much?
Yeah, well, recently there was a...
You'll have a familiar knowing of whether they played right or wrong, and
I don't know that one.
See, I don't know whether I'm playing the way they should be played. I'm playing the way Mother Maywell Carter played.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try the West Virginia Polka in the key of F. West Virginia polka.
Is that one you learned from Mother Maybelle?
No, I learned that. Picked that up. I picked that tune up through some people in Ohio. Musicians played up there. Now, Mother Maybelle Carter, I'll give you a Wallwood Flower. That's one of her tunes. Guess playing. If you know the tune, like I've heard so many times, you don't hardly miss any of your notes because you know them off so well, there's no way you could miss one of them. Right. If you miss one yourself, you know it better than the other guy does. Only they played their tunes mostly in C, the chord of C. And then they played another tune was I'll Be Watching for the Birds and the Bees. That's the way I'd know the tune. Maybe you've heard that tune, haven't you?
I think I have.
The old church tune.